many of us rely on our smartphones on a daily basis, but is technology actually shaping our personalities? Joining us live is Stephen J. Fogel, author of the new book, Your Mind is What Your Brain Does for a Living. Great to have you with us, Stephen.
Oh, thank you for including me.
So, you know, I've heard before that you are what you eat, but maybe you are what you text or what you post on Facebook.
Well, that's 100% correct. We are how we think we are, and it's all just a virtual reality that we are making up. I know that's a little strange to hear, but that's true.
It is, because we wonder then, is the technology running us, or are we running the technology?
Well, the technology is running us, and yes, we are. It's the chicken or the egg. And some of the great thinkers of today are kind of looking at it as if what evolution really is rather than it's a one-celled animal turning into a jellyfish beginning a reptile beginning a man, maybe all of these are just what the vehicle is for driving intelligence, so that intelligence is ultimately the currency of the universe.
So tell me about how we can utilize the technology without becoming a slave to it. What good can we do for ourselves?
Well, first I'd like to point out that when we say being a slave to it, it would be just as easy to say we're a slave to breathing or we're a slave to eating. What the technology is becoming, meaning our smartphones and the digital revolution, is that where it used to be we would talk on the phone, we would talk face to face, it would be person to person and something like that. Today, it's shifting where we have different generational things going on. Like you take a grandmother who wants to talk to her young grandchildren. Her way of talking to those kids is calling them up on the phone and saying, Johnny and Joni, let's talk. Kids today don't enjoy talking on the phone. Their way of talking is to text grandma. So we have a real problem of the generation's ability and willing. And of course, another point of view is that the art of letter writing, which 100 years ago was a means of communication and a very fine art, that's an art that now is 140 characters. Well, a kid today only understands, write a short note.
You're right. I mean, we think without verbs these days as a consequence of, you know, having to do things in 140 characters or less. Does that begin to rewire our brains and our capacity to think intelligently and analytically?
Oh, it does rewire our brain, but it probably makes us think more and more intelligently. The human nervous system, which we think of as the brain, is incredibly smart, and it's always looking for shortcuts. So an example of the shortcut is why should we learn multiplication tables if we can get the answer with a calculator in just a second? So the neuroplasticity, meaning when we're born with billions of neurons in our head, and they organize themselves into little work groups. So the neurons no longer need to do that work group to multiply, because it's more elegant just to type in the thing on your digital machine. It's we don't need dictionaries anymore. We don't need encyclopedias. It's all in something that we carry in our hand.
I feel smarter already just having spoken to you, Stephen J. Fogel.
I'm so confused.
Well, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Yeah. But it's kind of like a tsunami, and this is just the way the world is now.
All right. His book is Your Mind is What Your Brain Does for a Living. Stephen J. Fogel, thanks so much.